me.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to our show. This is A Soul to Remember. Welcome to our 7th episode.
I'm so happy to be here. Oh my God. I cannot believe it's been 7 episodes.
And when we get to 10, we'll do a celebration.
Of course.
Yeah. We want to start off by saying we want to thank all of our minimal supporters that we had so far. Thank you for listening to our show so far. And we want to thank you. We're grateful for all the listeners that we do have and all of the compliments we have gotten from friends and family as well.
Even our overseas viewers or listeners, thank you for listening.
Yeah, we're starting to get more overseas listeners, particularly in Asia. So thank you, anyone from Singapore. Or anywhere else.
I believe it was Indonesia. It was awesome.
I forgot which one, but it was one of those two.
Yeah.
Today's story is kind of really, it's messed up, crazy. Can't believe it actually happened, all wrapped into one. Even though the story we're going to be talking about involved a Caucasian male, he inflicted so much pain and horror on these poor victims. It's insane.
Yeah, and as we said last episode, if you did not catch it, go back into that particular episode of our 6th episode. We did specify it was the particular criminal. That's who he is and what he is. DJ Kid. And this is what we are going to basically expose today. So let's get into the episode. Okay.
Yeah. It's just disgusting when I read about it.
I know.
Well, not the victims, but like him, his acts in general.
So let's go.
This happened. But I understand why this happened so long when you think about his victims and who they are.
Mm.
Which is even more sad, but we'll get into the story more. These are our souls to remember. Some of them are still living, but you know, it's still heartbreaking what they had to go through.
And this is not a singular, this is plural.
Very plural victims, many, many victims for this particular story. So they're all souls who should be remembered for the ones who made it and also didn't make it out. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, and we are back. Okay, so like we said before, our episode is kind of special in a bad sense. This criminal, his name, government name, is Jason Robert Pope.
That's a hard Pope.
He is from South Carolina.
Of all places.
AKA DJ Kid. Okay? So basically he was arrested. Thank you, Jesus. Basically, he was arrested because he was basically human trafficking, kidnapping, holding victims hostage, okay?
Wow.
Even children, at the tender age of 13, of only black girls. Only black girls. He was only targeting black girls. And guess how many? Just guess.
How many?
693.
Damn.
600. Almost 700 girls. And you know what's so crazy?
What?
They think it's more girls out there.
You serious?
So, basically he was trafficking them for sex.
Oh,
selling them for sex.
That's horrible.
And it just, and because he was a DJ or a club promoter, he gave them, these young, naive girls, a false sense of, oh, I'm a celebrity. I can have you, I guess, dreams of meeting a celebrity. If you come to my home.
Oh, I know people, you know.
Right. I can put you in the loop.
I can put you on, yeah.
Come to my home. And when I come to their house, his house, actually, basically, they basically give me a held hostage until he showed pictures. Take pictures. Was it for blackmailing? Was it for pleasure? You don't know.
It was just disgusting.
So that's what we are going to start with right now. And you know, it's just disgusting. And that's not even the tip of the iceberg, you guys. So let's get started, okay?
I mean, when you think about, you know, a club promoter, you necessarily think, you know, it's easily trusted person because, oh, they know people, they know how to get around.
Yeah, because he always been heard on the radio.
Yeah.
He's very well known. And South Carolina, I mean, you have these dreams and you want to, I guess, you know, feel, I don't know, some type of way where you're like, oh, I'm going to be in the club. Now, he was also doing promoting. He was doing DJing at little girls' parties.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got to the 13-year-olds.
I heard he actually had younger girls, too.
Yeah.
Younger than that.
Like, yeah.
11, 12.
Yeah.
Still, but they're still kids, no matter.
But he had a preference of his, you know, criminal acts.
Yeah.
Only black children.
And women, yeah.
Young women that thought he gave them false hope, dreams, inspirations.
Like, yeah, I know this person, you can go sing back up or something. Some type of silly, ridiculous lie to, I guess, lure them into getting in the car with him or doing what he wants.
Right. And gave them, I guess, his address. And on the interview, the interviewer asked one of his neighbors, what do you thought about that? They said, we knew something was wrong. He had
knew.
Yeah, they knew something was wrong because it was too many.
They didn't know exactly
They say it was too many. It was too much traffic going in and out that house.
Oh, his house?
Yes.
Okay.
And not just that, they realized how young these girls was.
Well, yeah, he must be thinking.
Not just the color
run a business
of their
or something?
Skin,
yeah,
but their age as well. That was like, why this grown man? How old is he again?
At the time of this, I think currently he's in his 40s.
So why would a 40-something-year-old man?
They say it happened between, this kind of started years back, but it didn't really start to pick up traction between July 2017 to July 2019. And he actually got, they put him in prison about 2 months ago in August. So this is fairly new in a way, but still took too damn long. He's been doing this for years, I believe. Yeah, between July 2017 to July 2019, he was allegedly forcing 4 underage girls to perform sex acts on him and his friends at his home.
And unfortunately, because they are minors,
we can't say their names.
We would not disrespect them. We would not, you know,
disrespect them and their families.
No, we would not. But we know their names, and we would not do that to them. It's just, it's awareness of these monsters.
Yeah, and he bribed these girls.
Yes, he did bribe them
and money and. In order to do these sexual
perversions.
Yes,
he bribes them. He basically...
blackmail them.
Yeah. Taking pictures. He even had the audacity to put it on Facebook.
He put it on social media. Like, oh, look what I did today. Kind of like when people post up their day or whatever.
Yeah.
It was normal to him.
He had literally had pictures.
I mean, they took down his account, but I've seen the pictures that it's on the internet. And it's just... in a way.
It's very disgusting.
It's disturbing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said with his neighbors, they all suspected something. Because he said all his visitors looked so young. And it didn't help that they didn't look like him either.
No.
I mean.
But they said that amount of traffic was
alarming.
Yeah. It was too much traffic for any one house. You know, just really.
It's not, if unless you run the daycare center. But they cannot call the police.
I mean, and say what? He got too much company? He got too many friends? They don't know nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to do a ding dong, hello, what's going on?
Like a neighborhood watch every time?
Is a party we don't know about?
You're not invited. No. Are you white? You're not invited. Okay. It says between July 1st, one article I read, it said between July 1st in 2018 to September 1st, 2019, the DJ Kid sexually assaulted a 16-year-old, paid her for sex according to the warrants. So he would rape them and then pay and act like he paid them for sex.
Yes.
You know, and it's mostly the ones, they said the ones he mostly had sex with were the younger ones.
Yes.
Very seldomly did he have intercourse or anything with the ones who were a bit older than 16 or 17. It was mostly younger. The younger, the better for him, I heard.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So to protect us, allegedly, okay?
Allegedly.
But please do your own research, okay? But the research we have found, basically he held the girls hostage to do those particular acts. So he's sick. Sick.
Very sick. You know, like you said, he glorified his heinous acts on Facebook. He used them as tropes, is like his personal trophies, and posted the pictures of him in sexual acts with these girls on Facebook, you know?
Yes. And the how the pictures was, he did positions to, I guess, to humiliate the girls.
Yeah.
And I found that very, I wanted to literally throw up. That would be my child?
I would be embarrassed, yeah.
Oh my God. I don't think, oh my God. I can't even imagine. I'm not even going to say nothing.
Yeah. It's horrible when you think about it. They said what's crazy is that they think that the South Carolina Police Department thinks that even though they have a record of 693 women and girls, it's possible it can be even way more than that, closer to 1,000 or two. I've read in another report, which is even more disturbing because it's like, that's not even the worst part though. The worst part is that not only did he have sex with these girls, but he knew himself that he had HIV. He was positive with HIV. And he was having unprotected sex with every last one of these girls. And there was in one statement, it's a rumor, but I wouldn't be
allegedly.
Surprised. Allegedly. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't say this, but he said he wanted to have sex with these girls, the black girls, you know, knowing that he was positive because he wanted them to affect the other black population. In his way, in his mind, he wanted to kill off the black population. So he was not only a deep-seated racist, but he was a vile human being. I don't even know if you can call that human.
And I think, according to his sentence, he should be also be charged for a hate crime. That's a hate crime.
To me, yeah.
That's a huge hate crime. And what's so crazy is
there's
no
people.
Coverage
That's a whole
or
small
exposure
town of
this
story
particular crime
at all.
It's almost 700, even more women that basically there are some cases where those women are positive.
Yeah, the older ones, some of the older ones. We don't know about the minors because we're not going to disclose. But
we are not going to disclose their status. That's not, you know, that's not,
yeah.
No, we're not going to do that to you. So, no. But there are some that are willing to say, yes, I am positive because of him. And that's just not right. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
He knew. He deliberately infected these black women that was naive because he told them a lie, gave them a bogus dream, inspiration.
He held them hostage in his home at one point. Yes,
some of them.
Yeah, at one point, yeah.
He deliberately, basically gave him a death sentence. I'll be honest.
Yeah. I mean, he even requested bond when he, once he got to prison, which
he had the audacity to ask for a bond.
Yes. But they denied it.
Thank God.
In August, yeah, like I said, he was arrested on August 29th on 3 counts of trafficking, 3 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, 1 count of second-degree criminal sexual conduct with a minor, and also another degree for promoting prostitution of a minor plus kidnapping. So, yeah, he's screwed.
Oh, no. He's lucky I'm not the judge.
Oh, what you gonna do?
Honey, if I can get the needle.
No, I think that'd be too easy.
No. I'm not done. The needle, the electric chair, and the fire squad to get him at the same time.
Oh, God. That's a lot.
You're lucky I'm not your judge, boo. You're lucky.
He's very lucky. Now, honestly, I bet you getting jumped off.
Before you get the needle, the firing squad of maybe 12, the little guns, the barrel, the twin barrels.
So stupid.
The little twin barrels.
They said the article states
and that the electric chair.
He had allegedly
how many watts could the highest go?
He had hundreds of photos of them in compromising positions for his own pleasure, I guess. And then he would post them.
That's how nasty he is.
He would take photos and video with them without even knowing. Without their consent, which is illegal to record someone without their consent.
It is.
Yeah.
Why? To me, I think the legal system did not do enough. Because he basically
honestly, I've never heard of the story until you said anything.
Let me tell you. He basically broke the rules of videotaping.
Yeah.
Unless you basically authorize it, which I'm sure they did not.
They probably didn't even want
anything
to do what they were
doing.
Anything
with a minor is just absolutely breaking the rules.
And completely disgusting and utterly morally wrong. I just want to say to all my females, especially my black females, any other females of color, be careful and watch yourself. Because there are people out here who will do you harm and know they can get away with it because you are a person of color. And you know that you won't get that much media attention or no one will come looking for you. But even if you are a black or Latino or Asian or white female, period, be safe and just do background checks and be cautious. And if you feel like someone is talking to you, that's your gut. Your gut will never lead you
intuition,
wrong.
Your intuition. Jesus.
I mean,
if anybody tell you something that you know it don't sound right or look right or smell right,
No, I mean, I think it's very imperative to know you got to be safe out here, and females need to watch out for each other too. You know, because there have been cases where, you know, I think he had some females probably working for him setting this all up too. You know?
I don't know what happened.
Like setups.
Probably, you know, I don't even know anymore. With this world, I don't even know anymore.
It's just sad
scary.
All around. It's disgusting. It's sad. It's vile. And I really wish there was a better outcome for this story. I will say that the ones who were able to escape him, I am happy for them, but at the same time, they have to live with that disease because most of them did get positive. And that, like you said, it's not necessarily a death sentence. They can live with HIV because it was much, you can control it with medication now that you could before when it
medication
came out.
And you know how you still you live eat with in your diet.
Like, everything's changed now, you know.
Yeah. So you have, so it just.
Like he knew he had it.
Right, he wants to kill off the. They say the male
black population. Yeah.
Like really? So you, wow. That's how much you really hate us, huh? Okay.
Oh, man.
It reminds me of a history lesson I learned a long time ago. What? Where they went to Africa.
Who?
You know, the white people.
A group of white doctors?
Yeah.
I heard about white, that story.
Nurses, uh-huh. And they was given...
It was from like the 1800s, right?
Uh-huh. And it was given, I guess, the Africans an injection. Saying, oh, this is medication
help.
Or whatever to help whatever.
You're all sick or whatever.
It turned out it was syphilis and other diseases.
How did they find out it was syphilis? I'm curious.
I don't know how.
Because I had a teacher who told me about this, but I don't think she finished the story.
Well, honey, it's a history lesson you need to figure out. But I remember that.
They wanted to know how syphilis would react in people. And they thought...
It was like a
guinea pig. They didn't even know it.
Basically, yeah. And so I guess with him, it was more a hateful thing with him. And he targeted young, naive, ambitious girls that wanted to be, I guess, in the game, I guess. And he thought, oh, I guess use them to basically kill off the black race. Or what? I don't know what his game plan was.
Yeah, it was stupid what he thought.
But I hope Lord Jesus Christ.
Somebody jump
he's
on
in
me.
That jail.
For real.
And whooping his Lord, that's not Christian like.
It's not.
So, but I am so happy he is off the streets of South Carolina. Oh my God. And just imagine how many other human sex trafficking girls is out there. What other, you know what I'm saying, they probably need some help because they can't get out of it. You know, we don't know what's going on out there.
People
and
are just
imagine
no,
the mamas.
He preyed on the fact that
yes.
they were naive, which
imagine the family.
It pisses me off.
Imagine the family, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. You better be happy you in jail. If I found you and you did this to my daughter, baby.
Yeah.
They jail, you better be in cell block B, C, D, and go all the way to M. Okay? Until I find you.
You know a lot about jail. You been there before?
I peed the fifth.
Anyway, you're an idiot. Anyway, we're gonna end the story here. It's very, all I can say is that it's bittersweet, but it's nasty. It's just so nasty.
But the thing is, what kills me is he is a grown man, right? And you see the pictures. What got me is
what?
The pictures. He looked like a suspect all the way.
Shut up.
Like, I'm being honest, like on 100.
No, he looked
like for real, he was a suspect. Like the eyebrows, it was more trending better than mine.
Yeah.
Like it was. I think he threaded his
eyebrows better, man. I got Bushman eyebrows.
I mean, like you go for this, like, ooh. Mm-mm. But I'm not trying to.
No, I don't know about that. I don't really care about that. But
the beauty, look, listen, beauty is out of your holder. Whatever floats your boat.
Wasn't
but
too?
I don't, girl. Trust me.
No. This is so not funny.
It's not, but.
So not funny.
We be being honest, but at the same time, like, really?
Why would he do that?
Girl, in the pictures, he looked sick. You didn't see him sweating?
No, I did. No,
he looked sick.
The thing is, the victims, I just feel for them.
I do. And that's the reason why we do this, for awareness. Like, come on now, y'all. Please be more aware.
Yeah.
Of your surroundings, who you talk to, who
exactly.
you believe. If your gut tell you something
Be
ain't
way
right,
more cautious.
It's not right.
It
if
ain't
your
right.
gut tell you, hey, listen, why he doing this and he got that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It don't look right. Mm-mm, it's not.
Just be cautious, bottom line. We also want to thank everyone who's still listening to us, and we have way more stories coming next week. Also, if you want to donate to our show, you can through Anchor. You can donate as little as $1 or $10 a month to help us out. And we love you guys. And yeah.
Of course. Thank you. I know that was super long today because it was too busy.
Longer the better. No, I'm kidding. But yeah.
But we had fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we was want to bring this out to you, see.
Bring awareness.
To let you know what is going on in this world.
Like I said, females, black females, be cautious. Be more cautious.
Because obviously, people got some motives.
Ulterior motives, yeah.
Some bad motives.
Yeah. Some. They are some souls that should be remembered for most of them.
Because they were victimized.
Yes.
Very much. They was targeted.
We hold them in our hearts and our prayers. Victimized. Yeah, we hold them in our hearts and our prayers. This is a soul to remember. And we'll see you next week on Thursday. Bye. Have a nice day.
See you.